Right.
Yeah.
Welcome that, or
just like I said, yeah, back in December, I do welcome it. It's no news to me. I still stand by what I said then, that I welcome it, and it's garbage from the first day it came out, and it's still garbage today.
Is it any burden to you at all, Peyton?
No,
And yesterday, Gary said that considering the way that the Panthers score, that he may need more from the offense than he's been getting recently. I just wonder what your thoughts were about that.
He said that, or he implied that? Which one was it?
Well, I missed it. He used the word implied.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I agree with you. But, yeah, don't get into he said, she said here. Yeah. Hey, we would like to play better every single week, and we want to do our part on offense to help our team win. It's like I've said from the get-go, our defense has gotten us to this point. Let's make that very clear. But we want to do our part and contribute, and we are facing a outstanding team in all three phases in a couple of weeks. And so every phase of our team has to do their part. And so when all the offensive guys, we certainly want to try to carry our weight and not take our defense for granted. We are working hard this week to have a good week of practice and to try to prepare, but we have a tremendous challenge in front of us facing the Panthers defense.
Do you feel like there's another level that the offense can hit?
There's no question that we can improve. We can improve, and we would like to improve. And I can assure you that our effort and will to prepare and want to improve is certainly there, and we will to do everything we can to be the best we can be in a couple of weeks.
When you look at this defense, this the defensive phase of Carolina, what do you see in this early phase
of
preparing for?
Well, you see a lot. I mean, you see just a fast, physical football team that's created a lot of negative plays for offenses. They've created a lot of turnovers, given their offense a lot of short fields, which as you watch the game unfold, you see the scoreboard, and it's just, I mean, it's 7-0, it's 14-0, and it's like the guy singing the national anthem is still on the field, you know, the game hadn't even started yet, and so that they feed off each other is what you kind of gather from the film. Their offense takes advantage of the turnovers that the defense gets them, so that's a sign of a great football team is what it is.
You're familiar with the comment that you made to Bill Belichick. It's out there about this might be your last rodeo.
I don't know. I don't know if it's been confirmed or not. You know, I mean, what happened to private conversations on the 50-yard line? I mean, I guess they just don't exist anymore. So, no confirmation on that whatsoever. You know, as we are on to Carolina, we're on to Carolina.
Hey, you've been on both sides of this, you know, win and a loss in the Super Bowl. How does that experience help you out, and how does a loss maybe fuel you differently?
Oh, I don't. I can't say there's a lot of positives from going through a Super Bowl loss. It's not a fun experience. Does it fuel you? You know, I think it depends on who you are and kind of what drives you. But when you play in the NFL, it's driven me every year to try to be a better player than I was the year before, and to try to do my best for the team. And that's kind of the case this year. So. Very grateful for the opportunity to be going back to a Super Bowl, and I can, you know, certainly attest that winning is a lot better than losing.
What are your recollections of Jerry Richardson from the labor negotiations?
Oh, I haven't thought about that. I don't have a great answer for you or a lot of recollection for it. So labor negotiations, pretty boring, if I can recall. There's one word for you.
Peyton, this is the fourth consecutive Super Bowl. There's been a dual threat, you know, type quarterback, Kaepernick, Wilson, Newton. It's also the 50th consecutive year there's been a pocket passer. You kept that streak.
Let's be careful of these labels now.
I mean,
it's kind of a buzzword right now. I don't know. You know, be careful with labels.
But do you think there's two types of quarterbacks now? Is that fair to...
I think that is 100% for you guys to decide. That is not in my in my department. So I think I think every quarterback tries to you know, I think every coach, I think, tries to call some plays that, you know, play to the all of his players' strengths, quarterback, running back, and receiver. So, you know, I guess the only thing I'll say is, you know, it seems like every year, I remember they said, hey, the pocket passer is a dying breed and will no longer be. I kept saying, well, I hope that's not true because I will be out of a job and my brother will be pretty close behind me, you know. So, you know, it's been a good we enjoy this profession, and so hey, I think that there's different types of quarterbacks, and there's different ways to be effective, and you know, that's the way you have to play it.
Hey, how important is experience going to multiple Super Bowls?
Oh, I don't know. I can't necessarily speak for that. Like I said, it's a tremendous opportunity to be able to play in one, and you know, I still think it comes down to, you know, the preparation during a couple of weeks, and it still comes down to the on-the-field play on actual Sunday. So I can't say that it helps or hurts one way or the other. I know we got a number of players that have been in the couple. We got a lot of players going for the first time. You know, I was visiting with Shane Ray and Tareen Nixon the other day. I said, man, I wish I would have gone to a Super Bowl my rookie year. We won 3 games that year. We were 3-13. We were done in like November. It was over. And these guys, you know, and these guys that have been here, 3 years? This is their second in 3 years. I mean, I'm trying to remind them that's not the norm. That's not the norm. And you not want to don't take it for granted, because when you've been on a 3-13 team to start your career, you definitely appreciate these opportunities, and it's special. And to be playing Super Bowl 50, I can't tell you how unique of an opportunity that is, you know, for both teams to be playing in, especially how I feel.
In that regard, Peyton, Gary was just saying how he's trusting you and DeMarcus at this time as the leaders, trust the players. What is your role in that process, I guess, in the locker room and with players in terms of keeping the consistency?
Set the curfew, yeah, basically, yeah. I threw out 9. I didn't get a lot of positive reviews. So DeMarcus said he was going to, you know, have to weigh in, take some time to think about that and weigh in, you know, and maybe there's a panel, you know, to go on. So, hey, no, look, I think, you know, DeMarcus and I are two of the captains on this team. We've had great leadership all across this team, you know. Not even going to start naming names. Everybody at different positions, you know, even some young guys have done leadership type things to help this team, and that's been great, and that's played a big role in our team being at this point. And having lots of leaders is a good thing. So I think we have the right kind of guys that understand what we have to do as far as taking care of business and getting prepared, especially this week.
Is 9 your bedtime?
You know, that's kind of keep that. I don't know how to give all that information out. You know, so keep it quiet. Mountain time, you know, Pacific time.
You were obviously very, expressed your gratefulness after your injury to come back.
Right.
Appreciate it. Has this year, in any way, I don't know if it could get any
sure. Greater, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think this team has, we talked about it the past few weeks, has focused on the staying in the moment, staying in the now, one week at a time. There's lots of different cliches that you could throw out there, but that's been great for this team, and that's certainly a great approach these next couple of weeks, but it certainly helped me this year as well on focusing on kind of this week and not assuming that this is going to happen or that's going to happen. Let's focus on this week and the current circumstances, and let's just stay there. And, you know, certainly for the past 4 years after you've had an injury, I think sometimes injuries, they shouldn't have to, but unfortunately sometimes they have to occur in order to kind of reinforce that kind of philosophy and type of thinking.
Next week gets, and it seems to get exponentially wackier. How important are these 3 days of preparation?
They're crucial. Coach Kubiak stressed it from the get-go that this is the week. I mean, this is the week to prepare, to practice as if we were playing on Sunday. And that's That's what we have begun this week, and we need to continue, you know, next couple of days of practice. And I thought it was a good start today, but it needs to be a finish as well in preparing, practicing, in order to, you know, get everybody on the same page. Because, like you said, it's a challenge next week, and so this week is extremely important.
Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you, Peyton.
Good.
Thanks,
Russ. Good. Go ahead. You good? Okay.